Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me on this beautiful, fired up, COD Fire Friday, and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that our Lord has made, and yes, 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 we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, including a new topic, live prayer and task for today. Our topic for this morning is the fourth man in the fire, part two of God Still Answers Prayer, the fourth man in the fire. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 15 through 30. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, make sure you do not miss any powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. This is the hot breakfast for your soul, and you can eat breakfast all day, any day. So tune in live by calling 323-870-4180 at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. But if you miss the broadcast live, I put your hot plate on the stove. That means on my website. Go back and listen to it at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, not the word T-H-E, but letter D, fire.com. Feelthefire.com. It is posted after 8 a.m. Eastern, and it remains there all day. So go listen to it as many times as you need to throughout your day to encourage yourself and share it with others as well. Additionally, I will be speaking at the Outreach of Excitement Church for their women's conference coming up in September. So I will be speaking on Thursday, September 21st at 7:30 p.m. All of their contact information is on my website. My new book is there. Prior sermons, everything you need to know about me is on the website. So visit feelthefire.com, and you can follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. I also post the broadcast there after 8 a.m. as well. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I'm going to the book of Daniel, chapter 3. I am reading from the KJV, beginning at verse 15. You ready? Let's go. Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? That was King Nebuchadnezzar. Now listen to the answer. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they, meaning his servants, should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. In other words, make the fire 7 times hotter. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning, fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound, Jesus, into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Now wake up, wake up. Make sure you're listening now. Hear this part. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hear that again. Let me reread that. We only have 15 minutes. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their heads, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other god that can deliver after this sort. Listen to this last verse. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? The fourth man in the fire, part 2 of God Still Answers Prayer. In part 1 of God Still Answers Prayer on yesterday, I taught you the foundation of staying the course despite everything else going on around your life and in your life, because you know that God was always there. He was always going to protect you. In other words, just like Daniel said in David said in Psalm 37 and 25, God never forsakes us. I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous nor his seed begging bread. And I taught you on how the 3 Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, made that declaration to the king that we really are not worried or anxious about answering your question of whether or not God will deliver us when you put us in this fiery furnace, because we believe unequivocally that God can deliver us and that he will. But if he chooses not to, it doesn't change the fact that he can. His power, in other words, is not diminished by our unbelief. He's still God. He's still sovereign. Well, on today, I'm going to teach you within this broadcast on how and why You must still hold on for God to answer the prayers you've laid before him, because he is the fourth man in that fire. And that if you will hold on and if you will believe, then you will see someone else point out, like Nebuchadnezzar had to point out, wait a minute, you're not alone. You may look like you're alone. You may feel like you're alone. I may have put you in the fire alone, but there is a fourth man there. I see him even if you don't see him. Jesus. It is God. And if you will just hold on, if you will believe and stay under the covering of that fourth man who is there to deliver you, and you don't give up because you've really come too far to turn around now, then you will receive the reward of that. What is that reward? The promotion, just like you saw when he promoted the three Hebrew boys. You ready? Let's go. This is the how. Number one, you realize that what you declare or what you speak from your mouth has power. What you declare is what you actually believe will happen. And what you believe will happen is really the sum of your faith and your prior experiences. But sometimes you must learn to declare things outside of the box or the comfort zone or the boundaries of your life, because you must realize that the world and God are much bigger than what you have experienced. Proverbs 18 and 21 teaches us that the power of death and life are in the tongue. Whatever you keep speaking will become your atmosphere. It will become your life. It will become your countenance. It will become your attitude. It will become your habit. If you are negative Nancy and all you do is speak negatively, don't be surprised when everything you have is negativity. That's all in your life. Your friends are negative. Your family is negative. Your outlook is pessimistic. You're cynical, jaded, disgruntled, because that's all you speak. So that's all you open yourself up to. Now, I'm not saying that you have to walk around with rose-colored glasses on, being blind to reality, but what I'm saying is learn that you have the power to affect your reality by what you speak, what you envision, what you strategize, what you plan, what your goals are, how you go forward, your own countenance, the way you speak it, not just what you speak, but the way you speak it. When you forget that your tongue is what sets things in motion, then you won't be able to stand and wait on the prayers of God. See, we saw that in today's lesson with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king threatened them, they declared what they believed to be true. God will deliver us. And so when the king became angrier at that declaration and said, well, I'm going to make the furnace seven times hotter, what do you feel about that? They didn't turn around and say, well, wait a minute. We knew God would deliver us at the current temperature. Jesus. But because now you're making it seven times hotter, we are unsure if God still retains his ability in the increased fire or the increased heat to deliver us. No, their countenance, their declaration never changed. When you are praying for God to answer your prayer, when you are truly believing him, your declaration should not change, regardless of what happens with the fire. Isn't that powerful teaching? Number two, you have to sincerely accept and know the ability of God's ability and capability to do the impossible. In Matthew 19 and 26, the word teaches us that with man, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. When Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood there before the king, they never doubted God's capability to do or perform an impossibility. You see, the king bound them. He put them in there fully clothed to make them more flammable. Let's see what's going to happen now. They didn't start struggling and saying, oh, I need to try to get out of this. This is not going to work. No. The declaration that they'd already made stemmed or sprung from the true, sincere belief that God could somehow do this. Now, they did not know how God would do it. What methodology? Would he just put the fire out? Would he send an angel down to just come in and swoop them away? Would he transition them miraculously? Would God smite the king? In other words, we don't know how God is going to answer this prayer. We just know that he is going to answer it in our favor. That's the same way you have to be this morning. You might not know how God is going to perform that impossibility in your life, your family, your job, your healing, your body, your finances, your career, your degree. You might not know how he's going to work out this situation in your marriage or in your relationship, but what you must hold on to is that he will. He will. He's the fourth man in your fire. All right, I don't have but a few minutes. Let me go on and wrap this up. I know this is powerful. Number three, you must stay focused on receiving your answer to your prayer and protection from God. Because you understand that the word tells us in Romans 8:31 that when God is for us, who can be against us? Now, this does not mean that battles and trials and enemies will not rise up. It does not mean that you won't endure hardness, because the word also teaches us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will, shall. It is mandatory that we go through trials and tribulation. It does not tell us that the enemy will not rise, but it says that when the enemy comes in, God comes in like a flood and he conquers him. So in other words, your enemies will rise. It may be those of your own family, those of your own household. It may be some of your friends who stab you in the back. What I just need you to understand is don't be deceived or manipulated into thinking that because the enemies rise up that you have lost the battle. God is for you. So no one can triumph against you ultimately. They may have a temporary, you may have a temporary setback. They may have what appears to be a temporary victory. Notice I said the word appears. But in all things, you understand that you are more than a conqueror when God is for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I got to wrap this up. So let me give you the why. The reason you don't give up now, because I've taught you how to stay the course and how to stay focused, right, when you're waiting for God to answer your prayer. But I'm telling you why now. Because God has promotion for you after you evidence your faith by staying the course. In that very last verse of Daniel chapter 3 that I just read to you this morning, it said the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and put them in power. But when did he promote them? After they stayed the course, after they were cast into the fire, after they didn't let go of their declaration, after they kept believing, after God delivered them, after he saw the manifestation of their faith, after, hallelujah, after God showed him that he didn't have the power in their lives. This is when God promotes you. This is when God promotes me. This is when we see the answers of our prayers come forth. When we hold fast, when we don't give up, when we hold true to our declaration, that's when we see God do what the word said in Psalm 110:1, that he makes the enemy your footstool, the same enemy, Nebuchadnezzar, that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire was the same person that turned around and became their biggest advocate and promoted them. God will make your enemy apologize. God will make the people who have done you wrong humble themselves and have to come back and beg your pardon, ask for forgiveness. God will make you also have to go to people you've done wrong, beg their pardon, make amends. God will come in and he will shift the situation in your favor if you will just hold fast. The Bible teaches us in Psalm 23:5 that he will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. God will anoint our heads with oil. He'll make the cup run over. He'll make everyone see the promotion if you'll just hold on. If you'll just hold on and remember that he still answers prayer. We got to go into prayer, and I got to get ready and give you your task for today. I know this is fired up, but our time is run. Come on and pray with me now, brothers and sisters, wherever you are. Go into your prayer closet. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we are so excited. We are fired up. Our hearts are doing good right now because you've just encouraged us on the how and why of why we should just hold on, not give up right now, not become despondent or depressed, not be in despair about the things we've laid out before you in prayer. But this is how and why we should still believe, because you're still a prayer answering God. You're still there for us. You have not left us alone. You are the fourth man in the fire of our lives. You got our back, you got our front, you got our flank, which means you got our sides. You're above, you're beneath, you're everywhere that we are. You're right there answering prayers, covering us, preparing us, making ways, opening doors, delivering us. You are Alpha and Omega in our lives, and there is nothing too hard for you. Nothing impossible for you. No prayer that you cannot answer. I don't care if the fire is seven times hotter. I don't care if the battle's been going on seven times longer. I don't care if the enemy is seven times stronger. There's nothing, God, that you cannot do. And Father, we just come repenting of our doubt and our disbelief. Repenting of the negative words we've been speaking out of our mouths about our prayers and you and what you can do. We come asking forgiveness today, and we say we repent, and we are now back in the right position to receive, to believe, to declare. Lord, we're ready for promotion today. We're ready for prayers being answered. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We have what we ask. The power of life and death is in our tongue. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening right now. You told us in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither had it entered into the hearts of men. In other words, neither can we even conceptualize in our finite, small minds all that you have for us. So, Lord, we love you, and because of that, we receive from you. We are not going to doubt. We are not going to let go of our declarations and our prayers today, but we come in agreement that we have what we ask. In Jesus' name, we pray and we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. We say I got it, Lord. I believe, 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 Lord. In your name, let everyone listening say amen. Praise the Lord. Our time is run. Keep praising God. Woo! I'm sorry. I almost started speaking in tongues. I felt some chains being broken. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I got to end it. I know we're fired up, not just because it's Friday and it's the weekend, but this powerful word on the fourth man in the fire, part two of God Still Answers Prayer. Let me get ready and give you your task for today. Now, our topic for this morning, hallelujah, glory, is the fourth man in the fire, part two of God Still Answers Prayer. Your task for today is to receive the promotion by not giving up. I don't care what it looks like. Don't you change your declaration. Receive the promotion and share this broadcast with at least three people over the weekend. It will be on the website at feeldfire.com this whole weekend, F-E-E-L. Feel, letter D, fire.com, and follow me on Facebook so you can share it on social media at Rossi Williams. All right, I love you. You know, on Friday, I end with a fired up song. Set your alarms and see me on Monday morning. God got some promotion for you guys. I want to hear your testimonies. Email me. I love you.
And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been setting up prayers and something's changed. Finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Now all my dreams are coming true, yeah. I've been waiting for this moment. It's good to be alive right about now.
God is your fourth man in the fire. He got you covered no matter how hot your situation is. I'll see you on Monday morning. Go to feeldthefire.com. Promotion is yours if you'll take it today.